With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Top six quarterbacks in the league. Agreed. And for a team that's going to take a couple years to rebuild, now you're probably going to be in a position, even if you get the draft choices, it's going to take, you know, 10 years to find his replacement. So, no, I'd say at this stage, there's no way he gets traded.
Is Wentz the starter in Philly next season or no, John?
Debatable. I mean, again, it's like, I think first off, you have to figure out, is he going to stay or is he going to go? Now, the contract basically says he's going to have to stay because it's too much, $34 million on the cap if you trade him. But maybe he can make some concessions in his contract on guarantees that can get something going. But I think talent-wise, he can. But also, you saw that you know, he's not happy right now.
Right.
He's taking some time away from the team to try to see if he really wants to be there or not. But again, it's going to be tough to trade him. But he's going to—I think he's going to be on the team. But now it's going to be an open competition with he and Jalen Hurst.
Oh, boy. That'll be something. And then last thing, John, the fact that we are here, the fact that we got here to Wild Card Weekend in a year where everything was up in the air, and sure, the NFL said they wanted to do this and they would do this, but obviously, you know, the virus dictates a lot of that. The fact that we got to Wild Card Weekend, and mostly, I mean, there were a couple of outbreaks, but mostly in the grand scheme without incident. What does that say about the NFL?
It says the Players Association and the league did a great job of trying to manage through a very difficult situation. You know, it was never going to be perfect. And if you keep making too many adjustments, you know, then you were going to have a mess as far as the playoffs and everything else because you would have the 18th week and then probably the 19th week. I mean, you take the tack, it's like, okay, you make the judgment at the end of each week. What has been difficult to get through and what they came up with the idea is like, okay, if the team's going to have some problems, they've just got to deal with the problems. And so, like, you had Tennessee with the 17, 18 players that you were on the COVID list. Baltimore had 23. You just try to, if you have a time to move games, you can. But once you got to the stage where there's no bye weeks and you can't move games, then it's like, hey, if you have the problems, you got to suffer through it. If you're Denver and you have no quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. If you're the Saints and you have no running backs, you have no running backs. And so you just deal with it that way. Like, for example, in Cleveland, people are saying it's only fair that they move the game back. No, they're not going to move the game back. It's like, okay, so you're down seven players, several key starters, and five coaches. If that's what's going to be the case, play the game and do the best you can.
Yep. John, man, appreciate
your
hints and your work over the season. Thanks, as always.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Here's John
Clayton. I think what it says about the NFL is that they would play a season through Hiroshima.
It does, man.
That's what I think it says.
They would have got it done.
And you'd have to work around that bomb.
Well, you know, we have radiation protocols.
Yeah.
But we'll find a way to we'll play inside a biodome or something.
Mm-hmm. That's our hazmat suits.
It's not far off, John.
I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, they really did not have that many disruptions. I mean, you had a couple games that had to get pushed back, moved up a little bit.
Right.
But by and large, I mean, the Titans, the Ravens, and I think the Raiders, if you want to count them, they moved the game up the same day. But only in terms of the Ravens and the Titans, I think, actually had games impacted by moving days. I might be missing one or two in there, but nothing super dramatic. And there was a time where maybe you got through week one, nothing really happened. Then starting week two and on, the positive tests were coming in.
Oh, there was a time where I thought, well, week 18 was inevitable.
Yeah.
That you'd have to have one just as a sort of backup plan, but you'd have enough having to push teams back or postpone games that there'd be a reason to have a week 18. There's one time where I believe that strongly.
Yeah.
They haven't needed it, pushed on through.
Yep.
But you get the idea. Yeah, if it was a circle, they would have pushed it through a square hole. If it was the NFL, that's what they do, John. You're right.
One stat for you as we get out of here on this segment. There is only one wide receiver in the playoffs with at least 40 targets and zero drops. Any guesses?
Zero drops.
40 targets, zero drops in the playoffs?
That's currently in the playoffs. That's currently in the playoffs.
With at least 40?
Mm-hmm.
tells me it's not Diggs or something. Yeah. You got to go down there and dig it. I don't know. Tell us.
It's Antonio Brown.
Oh.
It is Antonio Brown, who very quietly is coming on very strong.
Limited opportunities.
Well, and is in perfect he's in perfect position to really help them this week with Mike Evans, you know, struggling a little bit with an injury.
You know everything is ass backwards when Antonio Brown is being a good citizen on the football team. Like,
true.
It's last chance you for him.
No, it is.
You'd have to be a dodo head to not realize that and mess it up again. This is his last shot at the checks with the big zeros on it. He couldn't afford to mess up. Plus, you're doing it with Tom Brady. Come on. If he blew it this time, he's just a complete, you know, caveman.
Yep. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
The Gary Parrish Show.
On a positive front, Desmond Bane looks the part. He's making shots. He's rookie guard from TCU. He's averaging 9.5 points, 2.5 rebounds in 23 minutes per game, shooting 47.7% from the field, 50% from three. He looks like a real NBA player. Anytime you can get a real NBA player with 30th pick in a draft, you've done well for yourself.
Yes.
So it appears, still early, clear, but it appears the Grizzlies have done well for themselves.
Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. Get over right away.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
SOB has 2 locations now open for dine-in. Safety first, so bring your mask or take your SOB home to go. Curbside or with Uber Eats. See South of Beale's expanded menu with filet mignon, New York strip, warm grain bowls. No worries, they still have their favorites like General Tso's cauliflower, Zaka bowl, maple bacon braised Brussels sprouts, and others. Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB on South Main and now at the old interim restaurant space. Eat and sip adventurously. SouthofBeale.com.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Ugh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only 2 diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
What's up, sports fans? Excited for the pro football playoffs? If you're an experienced sports bettor or someone who's just starting out, BetQL is here to help us all make better sports bets. BetQL analyzes over 350,000 bets each year to find the most profitable opportunities. They rate each bet on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. 1 star? Maybe skip that game. 5 stars? That's kind of like a big green light telling you to go. You don't put your car in drive without buckling your seatbelt, right? So why place a bet without checking BetQL first? Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. We're talking about real, proven analytics here, not some hot takes from a random guy online. Pro and college games, football, basketball, and more. You can sort by sport or choose from a list of the best bets available right now in real time. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. That's BetQL.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We can help you out and get you ready for the colder weather ahead. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, since we are sort of trying to put the pieces together from what happened earlier this week in Washington, D.C., we have yet another Memphis connection. It's true. It is true. There's always a Memphis connection. And look, we feel like it is sort of our public responsibility to bring you the news as it comes in. And I'm being told that there are television news stations that are pursuing this as well, so you will hear it first. There was a Memphis man inside the Capitol, other than the former Memphis firefighter who was in the Capitol, who stormed the Capitol. His name was Matt Bledsoe. And what is so interesting about all of this is that these people act like they don't even think they did anything wrong. They act like, I've seen videos from a florist in Texas who was describing what went on inside the Capitol. Mm-hmm. I saw the video from the young man who was describing what happened when Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed. All of these people are readily doing media interviews as though they are not breaking the law, as though this is just some sort of peaceful, orderly, lawful protest. Right? They're readily incriminating themselves. Both to media and on social media, which I find to be hilarious, to be quite honest with you, because like, you guys are going to jail. Like, they're gonna pursue this, and you guys are gonna go to prison. And what happened with Matt Bledsoe, who was a business owner here in the Memphis area, his wife made a post on Facebook and went through everything.
So his wife?
Yeah. So let me just read to you. Let's talk about D.C. Wow. My husband was there. We have lots of pictures and videos. The media is saying that Trump supporters ran through the barricade at the Capitol. False. Well, that's because they were let in. I have a video where police opened the barricade and police and patriots calmly walked forward. Matt was inside the Capitol. He was one of the first.
I mean, what are you doing?
I mean, are they separated? Is this, does she realize that?
What are you doing?
She's going to get her man arrested here. Is that what she's trying to do, or is she just trying to keep it all honest?
There was a woman that died, yes, so very sad. I also have a video of her breaking a window inside a door. Cops are yelling to stand down. Then she jumps up to climb through the window, and a cop shoots her once, and it was fatal. Sad, yes. Follow the rules, which is the irony in all of this. You guys were following none of them. You were breaking all of them. But follow the rules is what was said. They were all gone by 5 p.m.
Wow.
Wow, that's very nice of them to all be gone from the Capitol by 5 p.m.
I don't understand. Is she standing behind her man here, or is she leaving him out there to dry?
Yeah, she said.
She's saying her man followed the rules where others didn't, essentially, and her man was let in, so he didn't break any laws. That's what she's trying to say?
I guess,
they're all going to get arrested. I mean, aren't they all in the process of identifying these folks and getting them arrested?
Yes.
So doesn't she realize what she's doing
she's
here?
Incriminating her husband.
In claiming to be behind, standing by her man here.
She says, my husband is a Patriot soldier, but she spelled it solider.
See, that's what we're dealing with here.
Yes.
Is a bunch of uneducateds. Let's just be real.
I hate to put it in those terms, man, but it's
true.
Well,
if you can be that, I mean, dude, if you can be that brainwashed into thinking, right, I got to climb walls because this has been a fraudulent election, even though I don't have any damn evidence to show you that it has been, but that's what they're telling me on Twitter. That's what my leaders are telling me.
Yep.
Then you could be that uneducated, John. Because, again, show us the evidence. And no one from any court across this country been able to do it. Trump hadn't been able to do it. So you telling me you still ready to climb walls? Right? That's the part about this. So we're talking about some idiocy.
She said, he went, he saw, he stood for us. And I am so proud of him. Like, these were not people who were going into the Capitol to fight for more stimulus, to fight for more PPP.
Bro, I don't want they looted. They took stuff out. That's looting.
And did Trump
you broke
said,
it and not just go in. Y'all looted. So, I mean, y'all love throwing around looting. You know,
when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
When protests, your president did it, exactly, at this point. So what are you talking about, man? They're taking stuff out of there and putting it on eBay. I mean, how is it different at all? That's why I said when we first saw the same energy, folks, here. I mean, how are you not looking at this thing and saying, no, all of them at that point broke in and should be arrested. That's where this thing's at, John. And she's going to get her man arrested and hoping and sort of and putting it out there how he followed rules. Yeah, good. Yeah, you just got your man clipped.
And there's a video. He posted a video of himself on Instagram. I actually have seen it because there's a account on Instagram called Homegrown Terrorists. Where they are in this account identifies everybody that was there. We know the name of the woman from Knoxville.
Yeah, she gave her name. I don't remember the.
Yeah,
we
know her full name now.
Full name now, yeah. I've seen daughters putting moms up.
Yep.
Just like this, but in this case, she's like, Mom, you told us not to go to any Black Lives Matter protests, and here you are out there, look like acting a fool.
Some of these folks are snitching on themselves, which is the hilarious part of it.
Because a lot of them don't think they did anything wrong.
But he's in the Capitol, this guy, right? This guy from Memphis, and he's saying, we in this bitch. We in this bitch. Oh. This is our house. Where them pieces of blink. I'm just like,
what part of Memphis is he from?
What is wrong with you, man? Like, honestly, at bottom, what is wrong with you? You know, you're not protesting the fact that the government has left us out to dry with stimulus in the middle of a pandemic and unemployment benefits running out and PPP, your business owner. You're not protesting. You're protesting an election that's been over, that was never in doubt. And
proved over again was done fairly.
And your president last night conceded that. So what are you doing? All of y'all, what are you doing? So there's another Memphis connection for you. It won't be. I mean, listen, if the FBI wants
usually
to.
We're proud of the Memphis connection and stories, and not so much here.
But we do, I feel like, owe it to our
Oh, we have to.
Listeners.
We always find the Memphis connection. It's part of what this show does.
It's one thing to protest, right? It is totally one thing. If you want to be out there in front of in D.C., in front of the Capitol, and you want to make your message heard, that is the American way, right? That is what we do. But you cross that line, the Rubicon, so to speak, when you enter that building, that is not yours. That is a sacred branch of our government. And how dare any of you think that it was your right, your unalienable right, to enter that building and to harass and to terrorize members of our government? I mean, how dare you? That the audacity and just the sheer idiocy that you must have to think that that was right and that you were in the right. Anyway, there's your Memphis connection for the day. How embarrassing.
Next story.
Got a big one this weekend. We've talked a little bit about it with Browns and Steelers. Going to be tough for the Browns. Haven't been able to practice this week with the facility closed. Obviously won't have Kevin Stefanski and, as John Clayton said, several other members of their coaching staff due to COVID and the protocol, all that kind of stuff. One thing that I thought was interesting, though, on the Pittsburgh side is Juju Smith-Schuster. I have a question for you all. I'll ask it after I explain what he's done here recently. And listen, someone consider it much of anything. Again, you give Pittsburgh a pretty good chance to win this game with everything Cleveland's going through. But Juju loves to give bulletin board
material.
It's sort of become his thing at 24 years old. And listen, some of it's fun. He goes before the games. We've seen it. He'll step on the midfield logo before games. Y'all want him to stop? Well, his basic thing is come stop me, and that's what I'm doing. This is during warm-ups, that kind of thing, had become sort of his thing this season. Asked before this game, it was this week, I believe you see this over at TMZ, asked before this week if Cleveland was at a sort of a different Cleveland team now, right, than the Cleveland teams of the past that have struggled, obviously. Cleveland back in the playoffs, Baker Mayfield, the run game's been good. Are they a better team than what you've typically faced in the past? And you know, with everything that Juju's, you know, sort of been criticized about this season, giving teams bulletin board material, all that, you know that it's a setup question. It's to see if you're going to give them any more, right? Juju, yeah, in these situations, Juju typically does that, and he does it again. Here's his answer to basically have the Browns gotten better, this Browns team that you'll face. He says, no, I think they're still the same Browns team I play every year. I think they're nameless gray faces. Yes, they have a couple of good players on their team, but at the end of the day, I don't know. The Browns is the Browns. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so you've got an opportunity here for Cleveland to go back and say, well, look at how Juju Smith is disrespecting us again. Here's my point. I won't get too much in it. I won't tell you that all of a sudden Cleveland's going to win this game because Juju gave him something. But I will say that usually as professionals and as you get older in the league, you'll find that there is a gamesmanship to things where, again, much like we've talked about with sort of Penny Hardaway, right, in terms of what you give the media, do you give them the bulletin board and the stuff? Do you give them all the smoke? Do you give them the F. Rick Barnes? You know what I'm saying? Because in some of those instances, you can give the other side ammo that, frankly, they don't deserve.
Yep.
Especially you're setting yourself up. So in this situation, look, if this is Juju's thing, I tell you, okay, well, that's one thing. But when I also tell you that he's the third leading receiver on his team, now this is tricky. That's in yards, okay? Deontay Johnson this year caught for 923 yards, almost got to 1,000. Claypool, who you remember was an absolute stud at 62 catches for 873 yards. Juju caught for 831, okay? He did, though, lead the team with 97 receptions. His 8.6 yards per catch, quite frankly, is a lot shorter than the rest of them. When he's catching it, usually he's the underneath guy is what that tells you. I say all that to say, Juju Smith-Schuster worth it? You know what I'm saying? Because remember, they went through something with Antonio Brown, and I won't go too far down that road of comparing those two Browns antics and what Juju Smith-Schuster did. But remember why they stuck with Antonio Brown for so long? Because he was so damn good.
Yep.
What I tell you is Juju looks expendable. Look, and Steelers fans might tell me different. Jason, he had 97 catches. We need him. He helps make Deontay Johnson better, Chase Claypool better. But I ask you this. When Juju comes up for the big contract, right, is he expendable? When he's not number one in yards and catches, when you've got looks like capable receivers in Johnson and Claypool, that do you pay a receiver like that the big money, especially in times where – really, he's just costing you a whole bunch of grief because he's motivating the other team. That's what I would say is it's one thing. You can do this stuff when you're the best. They can't find anybody else out there like you.
Yep.
But, frankly, Pittsburgh's got other receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if Juju here, probably thinking I'm untouchable, I'm one of the best young guys in the league, I'm going to be here forever, I wonder if he's doing himself a mistake.
Oh, but look, I would have told you, I would have maybe had a different answer for you on this his rookie year. But he just – I don't think he's just a guy, but he's absolutely expendable, in my opinion. You know, I mean, I just don't think.
Especially when you got Johnson Claypool already in the fold, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just telling.
He had to be careful thinking he's untouchable like Antonio or something.
The number 2/number 3 guy there. I guess he's probably still ahead of Claypool.
One in receptions, 97. But I'm telling you, he's more just an underneath guy. Yeah. Those other guys give you more, right?
I like
now.
Johnson more. I think Claypool's a better deep threat. I mean, Juju obviously has a role in that offense, but I would
it's
tell you
still a big role, but. They got other ones.
Yeah, I would tell you that you know, that if he hits the market, that is certainly something that would keep a team, I think, from being interested. Is, you know, he wants to do the TikToks, he wants to get on the field and dance. I mean, and it started to backfire because he started doing that and they started losing games.
Mm-hmm.
Every game he would go out there before the game started, and
well, he started getting absolutely manhandled too with some of these hits.
That's
like
what
those
I'm saying.
Teams were after him.
Yeah, he was doing it to the Bills. The Bills, you know, whacked him. I mean, it's just the reality of the situation. When you're doing that, you open yourself up to stuff like that. And why do that? In addition,
he's 24. Look, we saw it when you were young. You know, we loved it. But you start to professional, and you start to grow out of these things. You realize there's more benefit and keep. You know, in this case, is Cleveland a better team, Juju, than they have been in the past? Yeah, sure, they've got some good players. We're looking forward to playing them. That's what you give them. Rather than this, and I saw it. Juju sort of winked when he said it. Man, they're just a bunch of gray faces and all that. He realized what he was doing when he's doing it. I just wonder how long Pittsburgh is going to be like, okay, we'll still keep, you know, you're still our guy. We'll pay you the big money when, frankly, they've got other receivers who don't run their mouths and in some instances give the other team bulletin board material. I'm just telling Juju, chill, bro. Chill. You know, everything ain't promised. And you've got some other good receivers on that team. You want to be back or on a big money contract? Yeah, you know. Stop giving the other side so much.
Yep. So anyway, there you go. We'll see what happens with Juju here in the offseason and you know, where he ends up, if it's still Pittsburgh or if it's elsewhere. We will come back. Rob Doster is going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about college basketball, Memphis, the state of the program there, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the NFL and Titans football on 92.9. Catch the Titans and the Ravens playoff game this Sunday on 92.9 FM. Kickoff at 12 noon on 92.9 FM ESPN. This is your Mid-South football station and the home of the Tennessee Titans. 92.9 FM ESPN. Your sports radio vaccine. Live on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes.
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just go to warbyparker.com to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. warbyparker.com.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Boardroom Out of Office Podcast. My name is Rich Kleiman, and I'm the co-founder of 35 Ventures alongside my business partner, KD. This show is all about the stories, the successes, and the struggles that have driven my favorite entrepreneurs in sports, business, entertainment, and technology. We're going to be talking to industry leaders about who they are, how they got here, and the things they've learned along the way that you might not expect. So subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feeling increasingly lonely right now? You're not alone. Try joining a virtual book club or scheduling an online coffee break with coworkers to connect.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Now, back back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Peeping and hiding in low-class places.
Oh, so Rob tired. Doster is the founder of Field of 68. He's on Twitter at Rob Doster, putting out the best college basketball content each and every day. He joins us every Friday. He joins us. Now, Rob, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Well, we're getting through it, man. Just another year in 2020. Just another year in 2020. This has been so far. Okay, a lot to get to today. We're going to talk college basketball, Gonzaga, obviously. But as always, I like to start with Memphis. They're sitting here at 6-4. They had two games back-to-back postponed. ESPN wrote that Memphis was one of the biggest disappointments in college basketball this season because of their first 10 games. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that they're up there. You know, I don't think that they're in the same conversation as someone like a Kentucky, for example, because I think there was a different level of expectation coming into the season for those two programs. The people that were the most bullish on Memphis said that they were like a back-end top 25 team, like yours truly, whereas everybody thought Kentucky was like going to be this top five team, national title contender. Granted, Boston was going to, you know, be a top three pick and look as good as Cade Cunningham and Jalen Suggs, and none of that has happened. It's certainly different levels when it comes to it, but if you look at the guys on the roster and the talent that they have and the pieces that they added, you would have, at least I would have expected this Memphis team to be better than they've been so far this season. So I think they certainly deserve to get a mention somewhere on like some of the most disappointing teams. But again, like we talked about this last year, all that has to do is it's the level of expectation was for a team heading into the season. And whether or not that level of expectation is fair is a different conversation to have, but I do think that there were a lot of people that thought Memphis was going to be good this season, and they have not been. If there is a silver lining, you know, they're six of their next seven games, assuming they all get played, which is no guarantee, and seven of their next nine games are against top 100 competition. So they're going to have a chance to turn it around, man. Like, this is it right here. These next three games, you get SMU, you get Tulsa, you get Wichita State. You got Cincinnati and Houston coming up next month. Like, this is when it happens. If you're going to win, you're going to win. Or if you're going to make the tournament, this is when it's going to be, this next stretch, this next month.
So if they don't, Rob, and I'm in agreeance with you, and we've said it before, that this should be a tournament team with this level of talent and the fact that you seem to have the defensive side figured out. I mean, they're number two in defensive efficiency in the country. If they don't make the tournament, what kinds of questions at that point do you have from what, you know, Penny just signed a contract, so he's not going anywhere, but what kinds of questions do you have, particularly about that offense? Should they be simplifying? Should they be running different stuff? I mean, what kind of questions will there be for Penny if they're not in the tournament by the end of the season, probably based on how bad they were offensively?
I mean, there should be questions for him already. You know, that doesn't mean
absolutely
that you got to get the pitchforks out and circle the wagon and say, all right, we got to run this guy out of town, because I don't necessarily think that's the answer. But I do think that, I mean, he's got to figure it out.
Something's
it's really
change.
Not hard.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not hard to determine why Memphis is struggling. They can't run offense. Like, this is not complicated, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure Penny knows it. Like, he's not a dumb person. He's a smart guy. He knows basketball. I'm sure that he knows that his team is not able to score the ball as well as they need to be able to score the ball right now. The question is, will he be able to find a way to fix it? And, you know, I don't know. They had these same issues last year, and they never got an answer to it. We've seen through 10 games, they have the same issues this season. And, you know, we had Gary Parrish on one of the podcasts on the Field of 68, mm-hmm. and what he was saying is that, like, Penny's just kind of overloading these guys with stuff, giving them information and giving them plays and making them watch film like they are NBA players and trying to prepare them for the league that way, when it's too much for them to kind of handle right now. Like, GP was talking about how they watch film at halftime,
yeah.
which is just like, to a point, yes, you want to be able to prepare these guys and have them know what they're talking about, but you also got to, like, kind of give them a little bit of freedom, right, and kind of you know, there's a certain level of you got to be able to not feel like you have pressure, right? You have to be able to go out there and kind of like read and react and just play to a certain point. Yes, you want it within a framework, and you want to be able to run actions. You want to be able to know where you might be able to drive or where you're going to have to make a read and say, oh, I can get the ball over here, I can make this play and get the ball over here, and this guy can get a post touch, whatever it is. Like, you want to build a framework, but you also have to trust that the guys that you have on the floor can read and react and make decisions and kind of go out there and play on the fly. Because at the end of the day, you know, no matter how good your offensive sets are, if you have guys out there that aren't decisive, that don't really understand when they're supposed to be doing something, that aren't playing with confidence, that aren't just playing naturally, so to speak,
right.
It doesn't matter who you are, everybody's going to struggle. So I think that it's fair to say that, like, maybe just kind of like simplify it a little bit. Yep. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, Penny is a guy that has played basketball at the absolute highest level. And if he thinks this is the best way to get something out of his kids, you know, we're not in that locker room every single day. So maybe he's seeing something that we aren't. It's hard to know. But I think that it's hard to know how to fix this, I guess. But it's not easy to figure out what needs to be fixed. It's like when your car has a flat tire, right? Like, everybody knows it has a flat tire. You may not be able to actually fix that puncture wound, though.
How much has Martelli helped? And John's pointed this out. Juwan Howard's got Phil Martelli up at Michigan. And Penny clearly wanted someone like that when he first was getting hired, because he wanted to hire Larry Brown and couldn't get it past the AD. How much do, when we're talking about what you just laid out, you don't know whether to pile more on, right, if you're Penny, your third-year college head coach, or whether to simplify things. How much does having a guy like that, how much can it help you, and how much has Martelli helped young in terms of college coaching years, Juwan Howard?
Honestly, I think that, not to take anything away from Phil, you know what he did at St. Joe's kind of speaks for itself. Like, he's a very, very good basketball coach. But I think what he's done to help Juwan Howard has been more like the day-to-day of running a basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it comes when you go from being in the NBA where everybody kind of does their own thing and all you're worried about is basketball, making sure these guys are prepped and making sure, everything like that is figured out. Like, you have all these access. Like, it's all basketball coaching in the NBA. When you're coaching in college, like, you got to make sure these dudes are getting to classes. You got to make sure that you're making the appearances that you have to make in front of the boosters that are going to be able to fund those private jets that you use to recruit on. You have to figure out who you want to go out and recruit. Like, the stuff you're a CEO when you are the head coach of a college basketball program. When you are coaching in the NBA, you are a basketball coach, and it's two very different things. So, not to say that, like, Phil isn't doing any kind of on-court teaching whatsoever. I'm sure he absolutely is. I'm sure he has plenty of say in what they're going to run. But I think what he's helping do has much more to do with, like, the day-to-day of being a college basketball coach. Now, that said, Juwan Howard, like, my biggest thing with Juwan Howard coming in was whether or not he could handle, like, the day-to-day of running a college basketball program. Like, the dude he spent 6 years in Miami under Spo. You know, like, it's not like he's coming in
right
just off of, like an NBA bench or whatever, right? It's not like he hasn't spent 25 years in the league, like, living and breathing basketball every single day. So, the last six, I don't think he was technically an assistant for all six. I think a couple of those years he was actually playing, but he was more or less kind of a, mm-hmm. Maybe, like, that was his grad assistant year, so to speak, when it comes to being in the NBA. So, like, I was never worried about the actual, like, on-court X's and O's stuff. They've been a little bit better offensively than I've expected overall, just because, when you're coming from Spo's system, I just kind of assume, like, okay, it's going to be all about, like, defense and toughness and culture, and you're going to try to get guys like Jimmy Butler, and you're going to try to get guys like Bam, and it's going to be about player development, and everyone's going to be in the weight room and this, that, and the third, like, your Jay Crowder's or whatever it is. But it's really kind of – it's been fun to watch, and honestly, like, Michigan, I don't know how much you guys have watched, but they run, like, a really kind of NBA style. They got a low post guy, Hunter Dickinson, that can score on the block, that can catch lobs, that defends the rim, does all the things that big guys are supposed to do in college. They have three 3-and-D wings, and they got a couple point guards that, like, may or may not be all that good, so we'll see how that ends up happening once they actually play some real competition. But, I think Juwan was better set up to get into the actual X's and O's coaching part of it heading into college than Penny was. Like, look, if Penny had a different name, like if he was just like, let's say that he was just, let's say it was you, Jason, right? Mm-hmm. And you went from coaching middle school girls basketball to coaching high school basketball to coaching AAU to climbing the ranks and getting to like an AAU, going from an AAU program to a college program. Like everyone would say it's the ultimate, like, he's a grinder. It's the rag to riches story. He started at the bottom, blah, 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 whatever right. it is. Whereas, like, Juwan Howard is coming off of a bench for 6 years for a guy that has two NBA titles and that made it to the finals with, like, Duncan Robinson as his third leading scorer, right? Yeah. So the coaching pedigree, so to speak, like the coaching training that he's gotten has been very different. So I'm not sure. Like, I don't think that those two are necessarily the best comparison, if all that makes sense.
It does.
We are, of course, talking to Rob Doster, founder of Field of 68 Media on Twitter, at Rob Doster. Gonzaga crushed BYU last night. One quick gander at Gonzaga's resume. They have won one game out of, I believe, their 12 by fewer than double digits. They beat West Virginia by 5 on December 2nd. Every other victory, and that includes wins against Kansas. That includes wins against Iowa. That includes wins against Virginia. Those have all come by double digits or more. When this is all said and done, Rob, where is Gonzaga? I mean, are they in the conversation? And I know this seems premature, but just when you look at their resume, man, are they in the conversation? Could they be in the conversations for one of the greatest college basketball teams in modern history?
Yes, absolutely. I don't even think that what you're saying is a hot take. Like, I would
it
already.
It feels like such a hot, because it's like, you know, it's so recent. But I mean, when you look at what they do, it's just like they're dominant.
And it's not just – you don't just have to look at what they do. You have to look at the talent on the roster.
Yep.
You know, Corey Kispert is going to be a lottery pick. I don't know if that's something that people have kind of come to terms with, but he's going to be a lottery pick. He's the best shooter in college basketball right now. He's 6'7", and he can guard people that play the two, all the way up to maybe even people that play the four in the NBA, maybe someone like the big wings, however, whatever those guys are called. And he's the best shooter in the NBA. He's Joe Harris. And Joe Harris just got, what, $75 million on a four-year deal? So they got him. Jalen Suggs might end up being the number one pick. I'm not going to like put a flag in the ground and make a decision on whether I want Cade or Jalen with the number one pick, but I promise you that there are people in the NBA that are kind of having that discussion the same way we're having this discussion right now. Joel Ayayi is going to end up playing for the French national team. I don't know if he'll play in the NBA, but he's good enough that if he had gone pro last year, he would have been in the mix to be an NBA draft pick. Andrew Nembhard, a former five-star recruit, ended up playing – 2 years as a starter for Florida in the SEC, and he comes off the bench for them. Drew Timmy is a guy who's going to be a first-team All-American at some point in his college career. If he doesn't end up going pro this year and being like, I think he'd be somewhere in the conversation for like a top 45 pick. So they have a ton of talent on this roster. They play an exciting style. They have guys that are really, really good college players, guys that are going to be good pros, and guys that are going to be NBA lottery picks and NBA stars. And you put all that together with the fact that they put this system where every single strength of every single guy on the roster fits. Like, it's basically the exact same thing as the Villanova team in 2018. And if anybody doesn't consider them one of the best college basketball teams, at least of the last decade, then they're out of their minds, right? So I think right now, for my money, I have Gonzaga in the same conversation as that 2018 Villanova team, the 2015 Kentucky team, which I will go to my grave saying was the best team in college basketball that year, even though they didn't win a title, the 2012 Kentucky team with Anthony Davis, and the 2009 North Carolina team that had, like, Tyler Hansbrough and I think it was Ty Lawson at the point that year. So those are, to me, the four best teams that we've seen in college basketball since I've been doing this. And Gonzaga absolutely deserves to be in that conversation. And look, not to pat myself on the back or anything, but I said this after the Kansas game. I think actually, like, 5 minutes into watching them against Kansas, my tweet was a 5-minute overreaction. Gonzaga is the best team in the country, and it's not even close.
I think you can get to them now. I'm with you.
And look, I get a lot of stuff wrong. Like, every time Gonzaga does well, I retweet that just so people know that I got that one right. Because if you just, like, I've learned this trick, guys. If you just tweet about the things that you get right, no one will ever know that you got things wrong. They just think that you're bad in the South.
It's a pretty good strategy. What, were you surprised to see the Caleb Mills situation down in Houston? I was in this sense. I know Kelvin Sampson's not going to tie himself to any one player, but you don't usually see when a team's doing well, as that Houston team has done this season, your preseason player of the year, conference player of the year, transferring out or just playing 19 minutes off the bench. How much of a blow is it to Houston, and did it surprise you that Caleb Mills is getting out of there?
It's based off of what I knew in, like, November. Yes, it would have surprised me based off of how everything kind of played out this season. Not really, because, I mean, Quentin Grimes has come good. Marcus Sasser is awesome. That freshman that they got, I can never remember his name. Like, he's really good. So, like, they have four really, really good guards on that roster. And Caleb Mills, who was their sixth man last year, got hurt, kind of lost his spot, ended up being the sixth man again this year. And he was like, well, that's not what I was supposed to be. This is not why I came back to school. This is not why I'm here. So he got up out of there. I don't think that if I was advising him, that was the decision that I would tell him to make. Mm-hmm. But it's not surprising to me that someone loses their spot and they go and try to find somewhere else to play. You know, people just don't want to compete for those. Something similar kind of happened with Oscar Tshiebwe, right? Like at West Virginia, he expected West Virginia to play a certain way. They played a different way. Derek Culver ended up being a better five than him, and so he feels like he was lied to and decided to leave. And you know, I get it to a point, because there are a finite number of jobs in the league where everyone is going, like, that's where you make all your money when you get to the league, right? And there are a finite number of jobs available. And if you're not able to prove what you can do in the situation that you're in, sometimes it's better to get up and go and see if you can find a better situation. So I understand it, but it's not always the greatest look when you run from a challenge, if that makes sense, right? Like in the NBA, you're always going to have guys that are better than you. Unless you're LeBron, or unless you're KD, or unless you're Anthony, like, there's always going to be someone better than you. So, it is what it is.
Rob, man, appreciate the time, as
Thank
always,
you,
man. Thanks.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Yep. He is Rob Doster. Catch him on Field of 68. One of the best in the business when it comes to college basketball content. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Doster. We will come back. Sean Salisbury is going to join us at 125. We'll talk NFL with him. Get into his thoughts on Deshaun Watson, the wild card weekend, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, playoffs are a great time of year because you can bet on all the action this weekend. Got six games, obviously, three on Saturday, three on Sunday. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, what are you waiting on? It's the perfect time to do it right now, because right now, new users, you get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost that's got me jealous on any team to win during this wild card round this weekend. I've told you that's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. So you'd be a fool not to take the Saints over. Yes, my Bears, they're big favorites, obviously. You're not going to get 25-1 odds for the Saints to win anywhere else. So why not take advantage of this opportunity? Again, for new users, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's great. Use the promo code JSmith, J-S-M-I-T-H, if you would, so they know that we sent you. You got the quick payouts. You've got same-game parlays. So many different directions you can go with FanDuel Sportsbook. Good for both the expert and the novice guy like me. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code J-S-M-I-T-H. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposits required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
It's 92.9's BetQL Countdown to Kickoff. This Sunday morning from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Hosted by Nick Costas. Previewing all the bets, wagerment, the biggest guests, and the breakdowns of each and every football game in the league.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costas here. We'll cover the spread, total, player props, and much more. With the best voices in the industry, you won't find a better way to prep for all six wildcard matchups. And you can follow along on the BetQL app for the latest betting info on each game.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
The calendar has flipped to 2021. The NFL playoffs are here. Tigers are in league play. Grizzly season is underway. Lots of games to watch and enjoy. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these things while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka, it is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now. So smooth you could drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Lemon, coconut, watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. Don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you are on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you are in a bar or in a restaurant or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
What up, what up? It's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
How you able to keep your emotions under control? You know, Kamaru, you're fighting somebody like Kobe Covington. You can't get out of that and fight his fight, right?
I say this is what separates the good, great, and the elite. The elite are the type of people that are able to tap into that mentality, like, oh, word? All right, I'm going to show you and go out there and show them. You know, I got into a space where it's like, man, all right, I'm going to show you. I'll let you talk. Like, a lot of these guys, I just let them take the gas. And that's the job. The media has to build them up as this giant that's willing to come in there and dethrone me. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to do my thing. As long as I take care of what I take care of, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show you that I am the best.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same game parlay, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A same game parlay lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during this wild card round. You can combine the money line, the over under, and player props all into one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a same game parlay bet risk free. You can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. Like I was getting my money back on a parlay this weekend. Green Bay had them at -4.5, had Aaron Rodgers under 285 passing yards, had Devontae Adams to score against the Bears. Got those all right, but missed Allen Robinson. Guess what? I got my bet money back. And if you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started and use the promo code JSmith if you would at sign up. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong, and all the right ways are wrong.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are gonna need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Love Memphis Cooper Remax experts, man. There's some savages when it comes to real estate game and the industry in Memphis. They know the market better than anybody else. You can get top dollar for your home right now because the market's hot. It is hot. Isn't that what Megan Thee Stallion does, Jason?
I don't make that.
I'll never do it again. I apologize to my entire family. But you will never apologize for going with the Live Love Memphis team, because they're going to get you top dollar for your home. All you have to do, email info@livelovememphis.com.
I watched her on New Year's Eve. Great performance. You always get a great performance from Live Love. 901-410-8818. Jennifer Carstensen leads that team. She's a hard-working woman. Her team is the same. Wouldn't think anything less. And, of course, yes, it can be a great market, as John has pointed out, but you can still get bad advice. You will not get that from the Live Love Memphis team. I have not had one person, not one, come back and say, you guys have been telling me the wrong thing for the last, what, 2-3 years here. I did not have a good experience with Live Love. No, that has never happened. Yep. It's only been thank you, thank you, thank you for sending us to Jennifer. We have a great success story. We'll be the same for you, so call them up, 901-410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
We have some history tonight in the NBA, in the association, and I'm tempted, even though I hung them up. I hung them up in the NBA.
Thought, you're done. Yeah.
Don't do it, John.
I'm tempted, Brad, and I'm going to tell you why.
Hey, I won yesterday. Yeah, a little 3-2.
Oh, hey. Come on now.
I'll tell you about it later.
Representing FanDuel, the Creasy Bet. I want to hear what the Creasy Lock is, too. You didn't really say with clarity on that.
He doesn't do those anymore.
He kind of backed away from
a lot of pressure.
In week one, it was like a benchmark that was going to happen.
Because it was like Derrick Henry run for 5 yards.
And it was like a decade benchmark. It was like let's do our show meeting. That's going to we're going to do that in the next decade.
It was very brave of Jason to say he's going to have 2 yards in the first quarter, Derrick Henry is.
And I mean, we were sweating it, too.
Way to go, Creasy Bet.
We had to sweat it out. I think it was 6 yards.
The other Creasy Bear like was Vanderbilt football plus 95.
There was a spread.
Hey, that
below.
Was a good
that's
bet.
Right.
That was. I got that's money a,
that's
on
a,
that
that's
one.
That's an absolute virtual lock. Here's one that's kind of interesting.
I'm telling you, 25-1 now on the Bears.
Let's hear it.
For the Saints, there's a lock.
Okay.
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 All right. 25-1.
Creasy Bears put it. But
you'll get that 25-1 special new users fan book. 25-1.
Oh.
Bet the Saints over the Bears.
Oh.
Yes.
Money line.
Only new users can.
Money
do
line or
money
new
line
users
line.
To FanDuel. There you go.
It's a great deal.
Awesome.
I'm
awesome.
Not a new user, unfortunately.
Okay. So as you know, it is history tonight. History will be made in the association as the Ball Brothers. The Balls are going to be side by side tonight.
Man, that is historic.
That's some hot stuff there.
Look out.
LaMelo Ball and the Charlotte Hornets.
Two balls, if you will.
Are they the Bob? They're the Hornets. They're the Hornets, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Hornets and the New Orleans Pelicans are going to be taking on each other, and that means Lonzo Ball and LaMelo Ball. And there is there's a big baller boost over at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Hold up. Let me get on it.
And
you'll like this one.
And it is, it's kind of insulting, really.
Oh, no.
But they're boosting Lonzo Ball and LaMelo Ball to combine for not one, not two, not three, but 0 threes.
A ball boost.
Plus 975.
Damn.
Now, we know Lonzo.
I mean, they take threes.
Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Lonzo's shot actually is better.
Yes. It's improved.
I don't,
you love to hate.
And I don't know. Does LaMelo take many threes?
I've only watched his pass.
I've only watched Charlotte a couple of times, so I can't weigh in super effectively on how many threes LaMelo.
I'll tell you right now, then, while you're doing that Lonzo's shooting 32%. He's 19 of 58, so he's not shooting it well. It hadn't been great this year, but it had been better. Remember last year he was at 37%, 37.5. Hadn't been good early.
Yeah, so
on.
LaMelo takes 4 a game, and he shoots 34%. So there will be a 3 made by those.
Yeah, that's
dudes
a bad bet.
Take them.
Can I bet that they'll combine for one or more? Because I'd like to bet that. They might combine for plenty.
He averages 24 minutes, 12 points, 41% field goals, 36% from 3, 5 rebounds. I mean, that stat line is he's kicking ass.
Well, he's doing that off the bench, but it's not efficient enough or on a good enough team to get him Rookie of the Year over James Wiseman, right?
I agree with that. Yes, I would agree.
I do like what I see so far, and I like how slow they're being with him.
Yes,
they're bringing him off the bench.
Not the Rookie of the Year,
but he will be on. That's going to be a losing team the entire way through the year. I don't even know what they're doing with Rozier and Graham. The two don't fit. Terry Rozier and Devontae Graham. It doesn't fit the way they're sort of put together. Now Gordon Hayward is sort of becoming the face, so it's kind of weird there. Yeah. LaMelo at some time is going to be the face of that team. It's not right now. They're doing the right thing. But he will not be Rookie of the Year because they won't win enough games. That goes to James Wiseman.
That's exactly right.
So I'm not going to take that bet because there's too much, you know, like you guys have pointed out.
Don't act like the Ball Brothers just sorry.
Well, they're not. No, LaMelo is already better, though.
LaMelo's already better than Lonzo, certainly as a rookie. He's already better than Lonzo ever was as a rookie. Now, he is on a better
–
well, I wouldn't say maybe – I wouldn't say the Hornets
Lonzo's
are much better.
Was 10.2 points per game, 6.9 rebounds, 7.2 assists. Why y'all just
– that Lakers team was bad, though. I mean, that's how they got Lonzo. So I have to go back and look at the Lakers roster. And he was starting, whereas LaMelo is not starting. Yeah. I think Charlotte is probably a little better than the Lakers were. But pretty identical, pretty close,
yeah,
right?
Close.
I mean, 11-5-5 versus 10-7-6, basically.
I don't see him regressing, though, either.
No, I think you're right. I think LaMelo only gets better from here.
Yeah, Lonzo's shot was crap from the start. He could always do those whip passes and stuff.
He got it up to 32.5 last year, though, but y'all right, it's back down.
Now, let me give you guys a little bit of – let me pull the curtain back a little bit. Jason is clutching for dear life onto an argument that was made 3 years ago.
You're not going to bring up Malik Monk, are you?
We've moved on from Malik Monk.
Sorry.
He is currently out of the league right now.
Sorry.
Isn't he?
Is that true?
Well, isn't he banned from the NBA right now?
I don't know if he's still serving that. I think he's back. I don't know.
Oh, the dope.
He was
he
on
got
like
popped.
Some, yeah,
yeah,
he's on some
Charlotte roster
deal.
Anymore.
But
especially this year. Everybody
he's on the roster.
Right?
I just thought he might have gotten banned. I remember reading something like that.
Damn.
That's what you were smoking when you said he was going to lead the NBA in scoring, whatever he was
I
on.
I said one day.
And now they can smoke as much as they want.
Yeah, this is the year. This is absolutely the year. You can
come on back, Malik.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.